Liberals, they spend money like it's going out of style, and it finally occurred to me just the other day, you know what, it's okay because banks, they have branches. So, hey, that's the proof. Money does grow on trees. Check stops, you know what, they're stopping you now in places like Ontario and British Columbia and Alberta, and I don't even know where, and they're setting these little stops up. It's like they're looking for impaired drivers, and they're stopping and saying, hey, where are you going? I would say, what did you have for supper? It's none of your business. Oh, but it is our business. We have a rule now, and it says we got to know where y'all are going. It's bad. I mean, you might as well get a little yellow star and sew it on your coat. I mean, it's come to this. I, not good. I mean, there are rights, I guess, that we should have back. The prime mistake in Canada, I've been thinking about him, and you know what, in keeping with rights and crazy things that he does all the time, maybe I should help him. You know, hey, he should cancel Father's Day, and he should cancel Mother's Day. They're not gender neutral, so he should do that. And he will be forever remembered, not for what he did for Canada, but what he did to Canada. You know what? One other little tidbit here that I wrote down is the real reason that communist governments want to disarm you, this would include the prime mistake in Canada, after hundreds of years, is not because they plan to do good things. It's because they plan to do things that you'd shoot them for. Kind of weird, but hey. You know what? Environment. This is mostly to do with Canada again. I mean, they're all talking about the carbon tax. And you have the Conservative Party now who's saying, let's just call it a different name. It's kind of like the transgender thing. Let's call this person something else, but it's still the same thing. I mean, no matter what you do, if you're born as a male, and unless you kind of get the chop, you're a male. But they're saying with regard to carbon tax, if we name it something different, on and on. But you know what? There really is no environment strategy or benefit of a carbon tax, no matter what you call it. There really isn't. Taxing carbon to improve the climate is like taxing stupidity to improve a person's IQ. I mean, taxes must be reduced, not increased, no matter what you name it. Jeez. Then you got these communist people in New York, Ocasio Cortez or something, I don't know, and other members of that progressive squad, and they're saying, you know, people shouldn't have guns and defund police and all of this stuff. But while they're saying defund the police, guess what? They have spent tens of thousands of dollars on private security despite all of these things that they say. Well, of course they do. That's not even news anymore. It's in the news, and I'm telling you, not because it's something you don't know, and reminding you what you already know, and you should deal with this. How do you deal with it? Think about it when you're in the voting booth, because you know what? It's just, if they, I don't know, they don't have any standards. If they did, it would be in a car. And then you have the politicians of the left. They're always asking for opinions. They're always having meetings to decide when the next meeting is. But you know what? It doesn't matter what you say. It's a dictator thing. They listen. They don't listen. They don't hear. Maybe they listen. and then they do what they want anyway. They don't do what the majority wants, and they sometimes frame the questions in such a way that the answer isn't reflective of what they meant anyway, and cha-cha, and all dictators know best, right? Yes. That's what they think. Oh, boy. Lastly, I got this for you. If a conservative doesn't like guns, he doesn't buy a gun. If a liberal doesn't like a gun, he wants all guns outlawed. If a conservative is a vegetarian, he doesn't eat meat. If a liberal is a vegetarian, he wants all meat products banned for everyone. I'm outside. There's noise in the background. Somebody's mowing the grass. Listen to me. Go listen to the lawnmower. If a conservative is down and out, he thinks about how to better his situation. If a liberal is down and out, he wonders who's going to pay to take care of him. If a conservative doesn't like a talk show, he switches channels. Liberals demand that those they don't like be shut down so nobody can watch, right? If a conservative is a non-believer, he just doesn't go to church. If a liberal is a non-believer, he wants God's and Jesus' name removed from everything, silence it. If a conservative decides that he needs health care, he goes about shopping for it or may choose a job that provides it. A liberal demands that the rest of us pay for his. If a conservative listens to me today, he might tell his friends to lift it up. If a liberal listens to me, he'll contact all of the social media outlets and say, why is this guy on there talking all the time? He should be banned. Ah! You know, right and left. I mean, it is an interesting study, right? I mean, liberal, I use the word generally. I include everyone. When I say stupid, I say liberal. And the truth is that the Liberal Party used to be the party of business. I mean, John Kennedy was a liberal, I guess. He was certainly a Democrat, and today I might even vote for him. I mean, he was a life member of the NRA, and he had a whole bunch of different things. I mean, that I may not have either. I don't know. I'd have to kind of look into where he is. But I think my point is that the liberal brand, there's still some people in there that are real people, but the brand has kind of, with all of these Marxist people, it's unfortunate what's going on. It's almost like you now in the US of A, you need a third party, like Canada has, which I'd kind of hate to see. Ramble. Hey, you all come back. See ya.